Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered. Thank you guys so much for joining me. So I wanted to come on here and talk about the whole Bobby Brown Jr. situation. A lot of people have been wanting me to weigh in on this. I was trying to wait until more information came out, but as of yet, we still do not have a determining factor of what caused this young man's death. Even today, right now, they're even saying that the medical examiner's office is putting everything on hold with Bobby Brown Jr. So we may not know for a while exactly what took his life. But what is being reported by the Daily Mail, a few friends have reached out on social media and sent tweets and, you know, things like that. And one of the last people who spoke to Bobby Brown Jr., they were saying that he sounded very sick. He was doing a lot of coughing, feeling like he couldn't breathe, saying things like, you know, we never know when we're going to die. And then also his girlfriend that he called Wifey, she also came out and spoke as well. So let me go ahead and play you guys this clip here having to do with Bobby Brown Jr.'s death. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Bobby Brown's son, Bobby Jr., has passed away at the age of 28. Singer-songwriter Landon Brown, who is the oldest of Bobby Sr., confirms the news on Instagram. He pays tribute to his dear brother, writing, "I love you forever, King." A Los Angeles police spokesperson tells E! News that authorities responded to a report of a medical emergency on Wednesday, November 18th. While on the scene, they discovered a dead body but were unable to disclose the identity of the deceased. Bobby Sr. fathered Bobby Jr. with ex-girlfriend Kim Ward, who he dated off and on for nearly 11 years. Bobby Jr. was following in his father's footsteps. He regularly promoted his passion for music on Instagram. Most recently, Bobby Jr. shared his song, Say Something. Bobby Jr.'s girlfriend, Anna Reed, pays tribute to the young musician on Twitter, writing, "The heavens gained an angel, but I lost my soulmate." Bobby Jr. and his older sister, LaPrincia Brown, appear to be very close. In recent months, she shared many photos of the two, including a picture taken at her birthday party in September. Bobby Jr. is survived by his sister, LaPrincia, as well as half-sibling Landon, Cassius, Hendrix, and Bodie Brown.
All right, so you guys just saw that clip. So this whole situation is just really sad, especially because, once again, Bobby Brown has lost another child. But I also have to look at this very, very esoterically, and something with this situation does not sit well with me at all. This is just way too much death in such a short amount of time concerning this family, okay? So let's bring it back to Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston lost her life in a bathtub in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Hills Hotel. This was back on February 11th, 2012. And the crazy thing with Whitney Houston's death that never sat well with me, one, of course, me, like you guys and many people, were huge fans of Whitney, right? But I remember the day that we found out that she died. It was Grammy night. And at that point, you know, many people were thinking that the Grammys were going to be canceled. Everything would be shut down. Oh, no, not in Hollywood, honey. The show must go on. And what's sad is that Whitney was pronounced dead at 3:55 p.m., meaning that her body laid upstairs. They did not take her body out because they claimed they didn't want people filming the bodies. It was coming out the Beverly Hills Hotel. But that's still stupid because when they went to finally go get the body, paparazzi was right there. So it wouldn't have mattered if they were filming her at 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, or 11 o'clock at night. I always felt like it was some type of sacrifice. Granted, she was on drugs. Granted, she had drugs in her system. But let's go a little bit deeper. The industry definitely, you know what I'm saying, put her in a position to get hooked. And as we found out later on in life, she also was the one who got Bobby Brown hooked onto drugs as well. Now, one of the things that always never sat well with me, and I remember watching that whole Grammy fiasco back in 2012, is that her body was upstairs in the hotel. And the whole time her body's up there, they're going on with the performance. The performance that year was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And right below Whitney Houston, Nicki Minaj was doing this creepy ass, you know, performance. Was very dark. She had, you know, somebody dressed like the Pope there. And it just looked like a whole Illuminati type sacrifice. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Hello, my child. What's your name?
All right, so you guys just saw that clip. That's what was going on the whole time Whitney Houston's body was upstairs, for y'all who don't know. It was so bad that even Chaka Khan, I remember her doing an interview on CNN where she spoke about it. And she was like, you know, in what world would that be okay? In what world can you just not put things on hold and make sure things are going fine? Why did they feel the need to have a whole party? Because even after the performance was done, they still were partying. There was still a party at that hotel. If you guys have not been to Beverly Hills Hotel, it is huge. So there were still festivities going on even during her death. So I want you guys to go ahead and check out this clip really quick.
You were, I think, going to go to the Clive Davis party.
Yes.
It was a surreal event where Whitney's body was still in the hotel, and there was this sort of party where apparently half the room were in tears, the other half were kind of partying. What did you feel about that?
I thought that was complete insanity. And knowing Whitney, I don't believe that she would have said the show must go on. She was the kind of woman that was said, stop everything. I'm not going to be there. You know, I don't know what could motivate a person to have a party in a building where the person whose life he had influenced so enormously, and whose life had been affected by her. So they were like, I don't understand how that party.
I had Clive Davis by pure chance in here on Friday night with Jennifer Hudson, and he obviously worshipped Whitney, and I think he must have gone through agony when he heard this news, knowing it was 2 or 3 hours till this event.
Right.
And I think he took the decision to turn it into a tribute to her. And I understand that. I mean, he obviously was wrestling with the right thing to do.
That would have been right if it would really was a true tribute. And, you know, and a true tribute, you know, might have been a truer, a more honest tribute from, in my opinion, would have been maybe call everybody together, let's say a prayer, and let's eat dinner and go home.
What is your,
I couldn't get dressed. I was supposed to go to the party. I just got off a plane from Miami at about 5:30. As soon as I hit the tarmac, I found out, I heard, and I couldn't put on makeup. I couldn't get dressed. I couldn't do anything. I was paralyzed. I couldn't do anything.
You guys just heard what Chaka Khan had to say. So clearly she's bothered by the situation, and clearly that did not sit well with her, as it did not sit well with a lot of us. So we watched all of that play out, and then we watched Bobby Christina slowly spiral out of control. She had lost a lot of weight. You know, people were really concerned about her. Then she came out and said that she was engaged to Nick Gordon. And Nick Gordon was somebody that was attached to the family. Basically, he was a childhood friend of Bobby Christina. And when he was 12 or 13, he got kicked out the house. So Whitney decided to take him under her wing and claimed him as like a nephew. So they were supposed to be like, you know, play cousins. Well, after her mom died, that was the closest person she could lean on because her relationship with her father was not that close. And so her and Nick Gordon really got involved in a lot of nefarious things, really got involved in drugs real bad. And so all of a sudden, you know, we get an APB that Bobby Christina was found, you know, face down, unresponsive in a bathtub. Now, remember this date. This was January 31st of 2015. So this was the end of January. She was found unresponsive. And so for months, you know, we were all like, okay, is she going to be okay? What is going on? You know, and nobody really heard too much. We just knew that she was in some type of lawn care, you know, facility. Then about 5 or 6 months after that, it was announced that Bobby Christina died July 26, 2015. So that's when they had her official death date and they had her funeral shortly after that. That never sat well with me at all. Like I said back then in 2015, I'm saying it today in 2020. I believe that Bobby Christina died on January 31st, 2015, not July 26, 2015. Y'all go ahead and watch this clip.
Clap your hands. Turn around, y'all. Turn around. Come on, George. Turn around.
Clap your hands.
Two beautiful and talented women gone before their time. Mother and daughter together on GMA's summer concert series in 2009.
My name is Bobby Christian, I just want to say, clap your hands.
10 years earlier, a near mirror image. Happier times for a family now devastated by loss. The death of 22-year-old Bobby Christina ends a long and painful chapter.
Possible cardiac arrest. 21-year-old female in the bathtub, face down.
January 31st, 2015, Brown was found face down in the bathtub of her suburban Atlanta home. She was placed in a medically induced coma. In June, she was transferred to a hospice facility. Her father said in a statement, "Chrissy was and is an angel. I am completely numb at this time. My family must find a way to live with her in spirit and honor her memory. Our loss is unimaginable." The loss, hard to comprehend, 3 years after her superstar mother, Whitney Houston, died in a similar manner in a bathtub of a Los Angeles hotel. The coroner ruled it was an accidental drowning with cocaine use and heart disease contributing factors. Bobby Christina Brown's death now under the microscope. Just days after she was transferred to hospice care, the trust set up by her multimillionaire mother filed a $40 million civil lawsuit against this man, Nick Gordon, who Whitney Houston took in to live with them when he was 12 years old. He was raised as Bobby Christina's brother, and after Whitney's death, they became romantically involved. The suit claims Gordon was physically abusive, that he knocked out two of Bobby Christina's teeth, and alleges they had a loud argument the day Bobby Christina was found unconscious in the bathtub. The lawsuit also says Gordon lied to get control over Bobby Christina's money, claiming they were married, even withdrawing $11,000 from her account while she lay in her coma.
Mom, I would never hurt anybody.
In March, Gordon was on the Dr. Phil show, his mother and Dr. Phil trying to get him to accept rehab. Gordon admitted to using alcohol and Xanax before the interview.
I want to let all you guys know I did everything possible in the world to protect them.
Substance abuse, possibly an issue in Bobby Christina's life as well. She was photographed smoking what appeared to be a bong, and she appeared seemingly impaired on her own reality series, The Houstons, on her own. At the time, she was only 19 years old.
I'm gonna make it now. It's gonna be good.
In the weeks before she was found in the bathtub, there were potential warning signs. Bobby Christina lost control of her car after a tire blew, crossing into oncoming traffic and colliding with another car. The friend she was with and the person in the other car, both hospitalized. And then this.
Some kind of domestic dispute.
A 911 call reporting fighting at Bobby Christina's residence. But when police arrived, no one was home.
All right, so you guys just saw that clip of Bobby Christina and them just kind of talking about her death. So now, you know, we get to 2020, okay? And the first day of the new year, we get news that 5 years after Bobby Christina's death, Nick Gordon, her boyfriend, he also died. He died this year, January 1st, 2020. I believe that Bobby Christina died January 31st, 2015. Nick Gordon was confirmed dead January 1st, Alpha and Omega, 2020, right? And they were saying that when he died, there was black stuff coming out of his mouth. He allegedly died of a heroin overdose. But Nick Gordon was literally tortured the rest of his life, especially after Bobby Christina died. It's like this young man went crazy. I remember seeing him on Dr. Phil and he was just, you know, blubbering and he was crying and he was just so strung out. It was very painful to watch, you know, the lives of these two young people. Nick Gordon was only 30 when he died. So he was still a relatively young person. And it's really sad that that's how his life chapter ended. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Good morning. Nick Gordon and Bobby Christina had a very complicated relationship. And now, nearly 5 years after her death, he has passed away after a reported overdose.
Bobby Christina, turn your bodies this way!
Overnight, ABC News has learned the former fiancé of Whitney Houston's only child, Bobby Christina Brown, has died of a reported drug overdose. According to the Daily Mail, 30-year-old Nick Gordon was rushed to a hospital in Central Florida during New Year's celebrations after having a series of heart attacks. Doctors were unable to revive him. An attorney for Gordon confirming his death, but not commenting on a cause. Gordon was long rumored to be Whitney Houston's adopted son, though the music star never fully adopting him or including him in her will. He was there the night the music superstar accidentally drowned in a hotel bathtub surrounded by drug paraphernalia just before the Grammys in 2012. Gordon and Bobby Christina eventually becoming engaged.
We're really, really very happy.
But their union rumored to be tumultuous. In 2015, Bobby Christina, then 22 years old, in a scene eerily similar to her mother's death, found unconscious and unresponsive with drugs in her system in the bathtub of the Georgia home she shared with Gordon. She remained in a coma for 6 months and later died. In 2016, Bobby Christina's father, singer Bobby Brown, joined his daughter's estate to file a $10 million wrongful death civil suit against Gordon. And although he was never charged in the case, a judge ordered him to pay $36 million to her estate. Gordon's brother telling ABC News overnight, "We are devastated by the loss of my beautiful brother. He leaves a void in the hearts of my family and his friends. Nick's battle in life was not an easy one."
All right, so you guys just saw that clip about Nick Gordon. Now, if you guys also remember, Nick Gordon did an interview a long time ago. He's the one who let it slip that the night that Whitney Houston died, the day before, Bobby Christina was found unconscious in the bathtub of the same hotel. Y'all know me, honey. I don't believe in coincidences. And that's never sat well with me either. Whitney Houston died February 11, 2012, but on February 10th, her daughter was found in a bathtub and she almost drowned. And then fast forward 3 years later, Bobby Christina ends up being found unresponsive in a bathtub. That's too much of a coincidence for me. It's almost like they had to finish the job. You know, that just always creeped me out that she was found in the bathtub the day before her mother died. Then her mother dies the next day in a bathtub. Then 3 years later, she's found unresponsive in a bathtub. You know, like I said, a lot of rituals are performed with water. I've talked about that. Water spirits, the marine kingdom, things like that. You know, and I believe that this was all one big ritual being played out. Yes, drugs play a big part in this family's legacy and this family's background. So far, we don't know if drugs played any part in Bobby Jr.'s situation. From what his friends are saying, they're saying that he didn't use drugs. Other people are saying it might be, you know, C-19 that caused his death. I'm not sure. We just have to wait for more information to come out. But you know, this is one thing that people don't understand about the industry. And I don't care if you're talking about the music industry, the movie industry, the television industry. When you get to a level of fame where you have global recognition, where no matter where you go on the face of the earth, you are recognizable, there's a price to pay for that. Okay, that's why a lot of these people, a lot of these celebrities tend to not really be happy because they think they want the fame. They think they want the success. They think they want everybody to know their name. And then once they get there, they find out it's not what it's cracked up to be. And that place tends to be very lonely because you don't know if people are genuinely trying to be friends with you and you know, if they really genuinely care about you or if they just genuinely or if they only are there for the superficial bullshit, if they only care about the music and they only care about, you know, what you can do for them. So it ends up being a very lonely place. That's why a lot of them end up having to turn to drugs and alcohol. And on top of that, in the industry, so much dark stuff goes on. Everything from, you know, people being molested, raped, you know, having to go through all types of things that a lot of times they have to take these heavy drugs to numb out the pain. I will never forget that creepy ass Whitney Houston, Diane Sawyer interview. Many people focus on when she says, "I don't do crack. Crack is cheap. Crack is whack." That was the punchline for the interview. But if you look at that interview and you watch it deep and you watch it esoterically, One of the parts that always bothered me with that interview, looking back on it, is the part when Whitney Houston tells Diane Sawyer, I'm the biggest devil. The biggest devil is in me. It's not the drugs. I am the devil. And then she does this real creepy smile, laugh. Very creepy. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
Is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? Is it cocaine? Is it pills?
It has been. At times.
All?
At times.
If you had to name the devil for you, the biggest devil among them?
That would be me. It's my decision. So the biggest devil is me. I mean, either my best friend or my worst enemy. And that's how I have to deal with it.
All right, so you guys just saw that video. And like I said, you know, a lot of these celebrities, you know, may not fully understand what they're getting into and how spiritual this industry is. And by the time they finally become aware and they understand, you know, how deep they are, it's too late. You know, you've already sold yourself to the highest bidder. So now you can't, there's no climbing out the abyss. So when she said that, I definitely took that in an esoterical way. You know, so it's really sad everything that's happened to these people, but this is what happens when you are chasing fame. And like I tell people, you cannot make a deal with the devil and then be shocked when he comes back to collect. Isn't it ironic, okay, T-Sippers, that both of his children who have died mysteriously, because right now we don't know how the younger Bobby died, both of their names are Bobby, Bobby Christina and Bobby Brown Jr. Is that not ironic? Like I said, I don't believe in coincidences. This is also 2020, the year of the twinning energy. Both of them look very much alike, and they were also less than a year apart. Matter of fact, in old interviews, Kim Ward, who is Bobby Brown Jr.'s mother, has been quoted stating that Whitney Houston did not like her son. Whitney Houston always acted funny towards Bobby Brown Jr. Because of how close her child, Bobby Brown Jr. and Bobby Christina were. So they were what you call hood twins, okay? Kind of like, you know, T.I.'s children. Deja and Domani, T.I.'s children, are what you call hood twins. They're literally like 2 months apart. That means two different women were pregnant at the same time. So in this situation with the two Bobbies, Bobby Brown had been messing with Kim Ward for years, even before he got with Whitney Houston. And so they've been messing around for years, and he was kind of messing with her and Whitney Houston at the same time. He ends up knocking up Kim Ward. She has Bobby Brown Jr., and then near the tail end of her pregnancy, Whitney Houston gets pregnant, and then close to a year later, she has Bobby Christina. So again, that twinning energy, and they look so much alike. So that was always like a thorn in Whitney's side, is the fact that Bobby Brown Jr. was always a reminder of Bobby Brown's infidelity. You know, she's even said that, you know, Whitney would call and want to go get LaPrencia and say, oh, you know, Chrissy wants to see her sister. And it's like, no, if you're going to come and get LaPrencia, you need to also get Bobby Brown Jr. Like, she has two other siblings here. Like, that's not okay. You know, so that was like some contention in their relationship. You guys can Google all that stuff. So that's some old 2000s tea. I remembered that. So when they said he was dead, I was like, oh, wow. You know, that just like really shocked me. Now, another thing I want to get on is for people who don't think this is not spiritual and it's not deep. These are just druggies who had drug overdoses and, you know, there you go reaching again, you weird ass girl. That's fine. You think what you want to think. But they do have spirits around them. Both Bobby and Whitney definitely had spirits around them and were definitely involved in spiritual stuff. If you guys remember, a few years ago, Bobby Brown went viral on social media for stating that he was sleeping with a ghost. And a lot of people, you know, cracked jokes, made fun of him, and were like, you know, this dude is crazy. What the hell is he talking about? Y'all go ahead and check out this interview that he did with Robin Roberts. Check this out.
I can't even believe I'm going to ask you this, but I have to.
What?
You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost, yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
Wasn't
were you tripping?
High at all.
Were you tripping?
No, I was not tripping.
You've had quite a life.
I've had some crazy situations.
All right, so you guys just heard what Bobby Brown had to say. Like I've told you guys before, the Jezebel spirit is real. There are celebrities and people that can, you know, attract entities like succubuses to them, you know, and you have to watch out for that stuff. And I know it's very funny to laugh at or dismiss because people don't even want to open their mind to think in that realm. But water spirits, you know, the water kingdom, marine spirits, things like that, spiritual husbands and wives, those are very real entities. And another person who also spoke about this, so y'all don't think that Bobby Brown is the lone weirdo in Hollywood. If you guys don't remember, Kesha did an interview as well, where she spoke about her experience where she was, you know, where a ghost was, you know, sleeping with her. She was sleeping with the spirit. So I want you guys to go ahead and listen to this.
Go to the Bone Zone with a ghost. I mean, do you want details?
Yes! Ghost of who? Was it a ghost of a famous person? Was
no,
it like...
I don't know his name, but he was in my house.
You don't know his name?
Well, he's a ghost. And so he just started, like, caressing me like this.
Oh. This story's getting better.
All right, so you guys just heard Kesha say the same thing. So what Bobby Brown is saying and what Kesha is saying, it's not too far out there if you understand that we're spiritual beings and there's people and things in different dimensions. Now, I want to go back to saying this. If you guys remember this year, a lot of people clout this doctor. She's a Nigerian woman, and her name is Stella Emmanuel. And I didn't really want to speak on it at the time because I just wasn't ready to even go there. But she went viral. She's the one that Trump had up there, and they were talking about hydrochloroquine and how that can help to basically cure you from COVID-19. And so as people were trying to dismiss her claims, they were digging into her videos on YouTube. And she's also one of those spiritual, she's also like a spiritualist preacher and things like that. But she talks more in the terms of African spirituality, not normal, you know, traditional everyday Christianity. So I understood a lot of the stuff that she was saying because this is a lot of stuff that I've heard growing up, right? So when she was talking about, you know, spiritual husbands and wives and succubuses and demon sperm, that is what she meant. But what the mainstream media tried to do was turn it into a joke and make it look like she's crazy. But now, looking at it, Bobby Brown has said the same thing. Kesha has said the same thing. So why is it so strange when this doctor says it as well?
It's what we call astrasex. That means... this person is not really a demon or Nephilim. It's just a human being that's a witch. And they astral project and sleep with people.
That's Dr. Stella Emmanuel, who also has a ministry, who promises on her own YouTube page, quote, deliverance from spirit husbands and spirit wives, parentheses, incubus and succubus, end quote.
Because, see, it's easier to dismiss it and laugh and call her crazy. And I'm not saying everything that she said is 100% factual. You have to agree with it. But just talking about this one instance, I understood where she was coming from because that's something that I've heard before. You know what I'm saying? From people and things like that. Just to show you how real it is and how real it can get, you know, that a lot of these celebrities are dealing more in the spiritual realm than they are even in the physical realm. You know, and when you're doing that, you're trying to get fame and you're trying to do anything, you know, to get famous and, you know, you're willing to sell yourself and sell your soul. There's always something that has to be given, you know, and I'm not saying that all of these people were sacrifices per se. What I'm saying is that I don't believe in coincidences. And I find it very strange that death is constantly following this family. From Whitney Houston to Bobby Christina to Nick Gordon to now Bobby Brown Jr. Something is going on here. And I definitely believe it's more esoterical than it is just, you know, being able to explain it easily away by saying, oh, it was drugs. That's what killed the mom. not when you really start looking at this deeper and you start putting things together. And then the whole bathtub, the water scenario, all of this stuff is just insane when you really break it down. So I don't want this podcast to go too long, but thank you guys so much for joining me on today's episode. I wanted to kind of go deep and go esoterical with this situation because some people were asking me, you know, what did I think? And for me, when I heard it, I went esoterical with it. I just, this death doesn't sound right to me. And granted, he could have passed from COVID, but the fact that there's been so much death around this family to me just is deeper than meets the eye. So let me know your thoughts. I will post half of this on YouTube. You guys can comment over there. I hope you guys enjoy your day, and shout out to all my truck drivers. I will talk to you guys later. Deuces. Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in L-O-V-E-L-Y-T-I on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.